You set the gold standard for your business. Your website should do the same. Wix puts you at the helm so you can enjoy the creative freedom of designing your site just the way you want. Want someone to bounce your ideas off? Talk with AI to create a beautiful site together. Generate on-brand content, images, media, and simply change or fine-tune any of it along the way. Whatever your business, manage it from one place and tie it all together with a personalized domain name. Gear up for success with a brand that says you best. You can do it yourself on Wix.
Is your business ready for growth? At Krogan Colonial Bank, we recognize the ambition of business owners like you. Our commercial lending services can provide the flexible financing necessary to expand your operations, invest in new opportunities, or manage your cash flow effectively. Don't put your business ambitions on the back burner. Turn to Krogan Colonial Bank to help you move your business forward. Krogan Colonial Bank, helping good people make good decisions. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. All loans subject to credit approval.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now I'm delighted to be joined by an old friend, somebody I know a long time, Liz O'Kane, host of Help Me Buy a Home on Virgin Media One. She helps people buy homes and she's now trying to sell her own house. She joins me now to talk about the process of buying a house and what pitfalls one should avoid. Good morning to you, Liz.
Good morning, Robert Kerr.
There you go. Clearly know me a long time.
When was the last time you were called Robert? That's what I want to know.
As you know, my mother still calls it to me, especially when I've been bold. Listen, great to catch up with you. And good to see you. And good to see you doing so well.
Thank you.
Tell me about being, firstly, a buyer's agent. It's, again, there's not too many of them around.
I'm proud and happy to say I was the first.
Okay.
And I kind of was a little bit of a disruptor in the market back in 2002, but I didn't know I was a disruptor. I had absolutely no idea. I just knew that in my head, I couldn't quite understand why the seller, as in the vendor, was the only person who had representation.
Yeah. In the States, they do it kind of differently. You know, you have your own, which is more your model, where both the buyer and seller have their own auctioneers.
Well, in the States now, funny, I was at a speaking event this afternoon about exactly that. And in the States, it has, well, let's put it this way. There's buyer's agents and seller's agents and they wear two hats.
Yeah.
All right. And you can do both. But what was happening in the US was that the seller would bring a buyer's agent to the table who would have a potential punter to purchase a property. And they would split the commission. So the seller is paying for everybody.
Yeah, it's one of the things, and again, we'll get into the minutiae of it in a second, but the sole principle of the opaqueness of the deal, and, you know, who knows who else is bidding, who knows what the whole mystique, and I know there are processes now that they say are in situ in estate agents where bids are recorded, but you never really know, do you?
You do. You do know. I know when I'm... Look, I'm a hustler, Robert, right? I'm a hustler and it's my job to go scrambling, right? And to sort... People come to me because they've either failed in the marketplace, they're living abroad, or the Yanks are coming. And that is what I'm feeling very definitively right now. In terms of everything that you're saying, I think there probably was a time when there was mystique and a veil over who's bidding and who's not bidding and what's legit and what's not legit. We're highly regulated now, okay? They're not regulated in the United States, but we are highly regulated now and every bid has to be recorded. Proof of funds have to be presented before you can bid on a property now. So look, there is more transparency there. But if we were going to argue the toss about the veil and the mystique and the lack of opaqueness with it all, we could talk. We could talking about a lot of industries.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, I had personal experience of being gazumped on a property that I paid a deposit for and thought I had my deal done. And I was absolutely staggered when a reputable agent that was well known in this town came back and said, sorry, we're not selling to you, even though we have your money here.
And
sending it back to you.
Can I give you my own personal take on that? That is absolutely shocking. gazumping is legal in this country.
Yeah.
And thirdly, if the very reputable agent knew where his bread was buttered, he would have continued on and done the deal with Robert Kerr.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. I speak to very reputable estate agents every day of the week. And if they tell me that they are holding a deposit on a property and are sale agreed, I tell them to belt on and I leave them alone.
Well, that's the way I would have always thought it would have worked. But as
belt
I say, well, enough of that. Tell me, we're in a place where, God love us,
yeah,
there are people out there who are desperate,
yeah,
to get a house. Mm. It's in our DNA to buy a property, yeah, to get on, to try and... It's something that we all strive for. The situation as it stands at the moment with the availability of product, the whole scenario...
The lack of availability of product.
Well, that's what I mean. And also then the fact that if something is guided at 400, it goes for 550 or 600. So, you know, even the disappointment out there must be acute.
Oh, it's painful, and I'm not going to argue the toss. It is very, very difficult, particularly in areas of high density. I work on behalf of numerous and very broad and very varied purchasers who might be first-time buyers with 400,000 to spend, and then the sky's the limit, where I'm holding proof of funds that is eye-watering, right? Those people aren't on my worry list,
yeah,
right? Let's put it that way. The appetite to purchase and versus the level of stock is a ferocious and really, really acute. And most savvy purchasers out there now, and when I say savvy, I don't mean that they've managed to buy something. What I mean is they're so used to touring around the place and going to open viewings and inquiring about properties. They know that as soon as a property is launched onto the market right now, particularly in high density areas, I have to say, where the jobs are, right, that property will achieve in excess of between 10 to 20% above asking prices in some cases.
Regardless of what asking is.
Well, this is my bugbear currently. It shouldn't be called an asking price. It's not the asking price. It's a launch price.
Yeah.
It's a launch price. And there's some sales agents out there who are really ducking under value to create this ferocious competitive bidding. Online bidding actually is great because then you have full transparency. Are you familiar with online bidding platforms?
Yeah, the BidX1 type stuff, yeah.
BidX1 type of stuff. There's another very good online platform called Offer, OWFR. Yeah. And every time, if you register to bid on a property using that particular platform, as an example, right, you then get emails every single time there's an offer. So you can see every single offer coming in. And it generates a frenzy. It does generate a frenzy.
Like they used to say, all you need is two, you know, in terms of two people who are interested on a property and, you know, depending on how deep their pockets are.
Sure, I'd still say all you need is two.
Yeah.
You know, I'd still say that. Literally before I came in, I was making a couple of phone calls while I was sitting outside, and I was inquiring about one particular property on behalf of a client of mine. That's currently 10% in excess and there's five active bidders.
Yeah.
Five.
Just a couple of more things, because I think this is fascinating. What about how you should bid? What's the advice there?
That's the second time today I've been asked that question.
Well, great. And it's only, 11 o'clock in the morning, so that's good. Tell us about, again, the psychology around that, the do's and don'ts around how you should bid.
Okay, well, look, I'm a very strategic bidder, all right? And when I'm bidding on behalf of a client of mine, you know, I'm not emotionally involved, right? It's not my money, so I'm not emotionally involved.
Yeah.
I'm like a Rottweiler scampering around the place, right? Because what I want to do is get a deal done that's fair and reasonable for everybody, all right? Now, if somebody comes to me with €100,000, for example, right, I know that I need to start, because it's an easy number, right, 100,000. I know that I need to be researching at circa 75 to 80,000 to get them to 100,000 or under.
Okay, so you have to look at where it's going to land.
I'm going backwards to come forwards, all right? Now, as a nation, And you were very right about the DNA. You're 100% correct. It's in our DNA to own our own patch of grass.
Yeah.
It's John B. Keane in the field. You're not getting my patch of grass out the back. I don't want to be overlooked and I'm not giving it to anybody. But how the hell do we get there? Right? Because we don't have a pretty process here. It is a horrible bidding scenario that can go on, as you've experienced, for maybe up to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I want to get the bidding. I want it to move as swiftly as possible to get to the end game. I don't slow things down. In the Irish DNA, we want to slow things down. We want to be a bit cute about it. We don't want to show our hands. We want to sweep everything under the carpet. I'm no interest in doing that.
Yeah.
And therefore, we don't respond. I want to belt on as fast as I can because I do not want to invite anybody else to the party.
Yeah.
Right.
And so you get your deal done. The longer you leave it, the more opportunity for stuff to go wrong is.
The more opportunity. But yeah. This is my view. This is what I've learned over 20 years. And equally, I want to have strong conversations with sales agents who will have confidence in me because somebody has retained me to source and negotiate a property for them. So they feel comfortable with Liz O'Kane because Liz O'Kane's got a punter who's going to perform.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
In terms of getting somebody ready to go through this torturous process, as I can only say it must
torturous.
Be for many, and largely an unpleasant process if stuff goes wrong.
Yeah.
Whereas it should be, you know, here we are and we're going to buy our dream and live happily ever after. It seems to be anything but in terms of getting there now. But how do you get people ready for the process?
Listen, Robert, if anybody's coming to me, they're ready.
Right.
They're ready. They've either failed, they failed in the marketplace, right? All they've already failed. And they're saying, we can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
We're fed up. We'll now buy services. We'll buy a service from you and we'll let you at it. Here's our proof of funds. We're ready to go. So they have, so in other words, if I'm opening a file for a client, I have to do my anti-money laundering. I have to do my ID. They have to sign a PSRA, which is the Property Services Regulatory Authority, to show that they have hired me, they've employed me for this service, right? And the Irish aren't great at buying services. We want to be cuteurs out there now. We want to be cute. We don't really want to pay anybody. But when they failed, they go, hold on a second, we're tired. This is something that needs to happen. And in terms of the property market, right, the property market continues to move in whatever guise the market presents it with. Right now, it's incredibly difficult and it's incredibly tricky. But people still have to move house.
Yeah.
They're still...
And you also said that, and we don't relish anybody's disappointment, but in this scenario, people probably learn from failure. They learn from waiting outside all night to queue up to buy a place that was already pre-sold.
Listen,
that you don't end up doing that twice.
I've learned from failure my whole entire life, whether it's personal or in business, my whole entire life. My favourite poem, Samuel Beckett, ever tried, ever failed, no matter. Fail again, try again, fail better.
Yeah. Tell us about your own house. Have you sold it yet?
Listen, I'm on phase three.
This is vet's dog stuff,
yeah,
no?
Here we go. I'm on phase three and I'm the one now that's turned into the basket case vendor because I do not have control of the sale of my own home. Look, I have two semi-dependent adults who are living at home with me. I have 2,000 square feet of a lovely house in Dublin 6 and we don't use the third of it.
Yeah.
I'm into the tiny house. I'm into the tiny house brigade now. I want something that's small and cosy.
But you want to live in the same area,
ideally,
which I think is one of the fundamental problems with downsizing, isn't it? That I can find all these places, but none of them are near my current house.
Oh, listen, I have no intention of moving to Athlone. Thank you to all the lovely people in Athlone. You've got a beautiful town, but I'm not coming to live there, right? No, I want to stay in my community. I want to stay where my cinema is, where my swimming pool is, where my friends are, where my neighbours are. But I live in Rathmines, and I'm very lucky to live in Rathmines, which is more or less in the middle of the city centre. I'll be strolling home from here now and getting my morning coffee and my croissant and I cannot wait. However, a bit like Hugh Wallace would say, a bit like Mr. Wallace would say, the level of vacant property above commercial units is absolutely
staggering.
Would Liz O'Kane like to live above a commercial unit to keep me in my village and walk out onto the street where all of life is around me as I currently do? Yes, please.
Right.
It will be interesting, actually. I don't know, you may not have seen episode 2 of Help Me Buy a Home. However, the two gorgeous lads, PJ Kirby and Kevin Toomey, who are my brave assistants.
You're like a mother to them.
I'm like a mother to them. That, my brave assistants. They found in Cork 700 vacant properties within a 2 kilometre radius in the city.
Wow.
700 vacant properties in 2 kilometres. And we're talking about planners and building new homes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
Liz, great to talk to you. Great to catch up with you. Good luck with Help Me Buy a Home. It's a great program and I'm glad it's going so well for you. Great to talk to you again and thanks for joining us this morning.
Good to see you, Robert.
No offense, but your brain is a terrible place to keep your big idea. It belongs in the world, but you know that already. You have a calling, a voice that says, this is what I'm meant to do. Create the website your big idea deserves with Wix. Make it your own with top-to-bottom customization, AI to help realize your vision, and built-in business tools to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix supports every stage of the business journey, except one. Your decision to begin. Ready? Go to Wix.com.